means sort of transferring to being in this community. And I don't like the word under, in the range of my teachings and training. So it's quite special because she'll be the first residential Anagarika in the UK training towards bhikkhuni ordination. There may be other Anagarikas in England, but they're not, unfortunately, having the chance in the Theravada tradition yet to train towards full bhikkhuni ordination, but she has got that chance. So this is great. So this is one reason we're very busy with copious amounts of emails about copious amounts of processes for getting the visa and all. It's unbelievable. It's not enough just to become a visa sponsor. You then have to get not just apply for the visa now, but apply for another certificate, which also takes a couple of months. And then you got to get out of the country and then you got to apply for the visa. And then, my goodness. So it's never easy to train as a bhikkhuni, but it's really great when people are committed and we will make it happen. So I don't think there are any obstacles there. It's just patience. And that's something we can all do with lots of in this world. So all good news. You've got lots of smiling faces. Rejoicing for that. And yeah, taking in your other hellos. Thank you very much for being here. And let's begin. So please get as comfy as you can. We're not going to meditate immediately, but I'll just say that I'm thinking to take the angle of mudita today. It seems a shame to translate these words. It's a kind of rejoicing joy. It's sending metta to ourselves and to others who are doing okay, or who have some certain qualities inside that we can feel happy about. Or even as Joseph, I don't know if he's here this morning, he said last night, we can think about people and their practice and feel happy for their practice. Imagine them feeling peaceful. Imagine them doing well in life. So this brings joy and uplift to the heart, and it balances the perception that most of us have that there's a lot of suffering in the world, which there is, but there's also happiness there to be found. And by tuning into that happiness, the blessings of our lives and the gains and blessings and success of other people, we can actually share that joy and resource ourselves that way and bring a little bit of balance to our minds if we tend to be more on the sort of solving problems side of life or addressing suffering side of life, which I'm sure many of us are in many different ways in our professions or in our practice as well. You know, often we compassion is what's most in need, but compassion can get a little bit, if we're not really, really skillful, it can move into empathetic distress and it can feel a little bit heavy and bring up some sorrow in the heart. So it's also important to balance that perception. And these are really just variations on the theme of metta. So because we still practice in a similar way by wishing beings well, but we just bring to mind the happiness of beings when we do that rather than their suffering per se. Even if the suffering comes up, you can still hold that in your heart, but keep in mind that there are blessings in their lives. Maybe they're sick, but they're safe. Maybe they're safe, well, but they're sick. Or maybe they're sick and not safe, but they are loved, right? So, or they have the opportunity to practice. All of us here do. So that's something we can definitely rejoice in. So I thought we'd take it in that sort of direction and we'll see where it goes. I haven't had a minute to think about this first. So I'm just going to speak and see what happens. And please enjoy the silence. And if anything I say doesn't resonate, or if your mind is going in a different direction quite naturally that feels good for you, please allow it to do that. Because this is your space for practice. It's not for me to tell you what to do, only to invite you to just incline the mind that little bit more towards joy. Good. Remember, we're not covering up anything here either. So if you don't feel joy, don't worry. You can reflect on some aspect of your life, which is grounding or stabilizing with whatever you're experiencing now. Okay. Make sense? Yeah? Ready to invite some joy into your mind. Good. Oh, gives me a lot of joy just to see your smiling faces or just peaceful faces. So, even tired faces. So let's gradually settle ourselves into our meditation posture, which may be very relaxed and gentle, maybe reclining posture or a resting posture, or maybe you're upright. Maybe you feel energized naturally. That's fine too. You might realize that you would have preferred to sit in a chair. You can still change your mind. So just gently withdrawing from the visual impressions of being together with one another, but taking the warmth inside. A sense of a space where you feel welcome. Or at least you are reminded that you're welcome, even if that is not a feeling for you yet. And recognizing that physically, hopefully emotionally, but certainly physically, right now you are safe. There's no immediate threat to your body. Hopefully, you've carved out a space of silence and stillness for yourself for some time. And people are supporting that. That alone is an enormous blessing that we all have right now in our life. So just allowing yourself a few fully felt breaths. Perhaps you may wish to extend the breath intentionally a little bit. Really breathing in that feeling of safety, stillness, warmth, and allowing the breath to fully release. And with it, letting the body relax, letting the tissues soften. Perhaps the palms open. Perhaps the brow or the jaw to soften, become loose. Recognizing that you don't need to present a particular kind of face or outward appearance for anyone right now. Just allowing the breath to return to a natural depth and speed. And perhaps we'll begin by inviting the perception of gratitude towards our body as we move slowly and gently from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. Using imagery, if that works for you, such as the rays of the sun soaking through your body, maybe a color that represents a feeling of gladness, of gratitude. That color may appear like ink dropped into a glass of water, just effortlessly coloring that glass the water in the glass. Until all the water is full of this color, the whole body permeated with that sense of gratitude and care. And perhaps as you move through the body, really lingering on those places that are healthy, that work well. Your eyes that can see, at least with some glasses, you can see something, the spring flowers. Skeletal trees and the sunset. Remembering here the incredible sunset last night. Maybe the morning mist. Your nose that can smell, at least when it's not blocked. It allows you to breathe, to take in oxygen. And release it back into nature to support the trees, the greenery. This beautiful reciprocal cycle of life. Your mouth, through which you can eat, drink, speak, share words of loving kindness. Encouragement, care with other beings. Grateful for the use of language. Your brain, your tired brain. Maybe not everybody's as tired, but incredible how the brain works. Imagining all those little neurons that constantly fire, just turning down the light, the volume. And taking a rest. Feeling grateful for your brain and all that it does to help you understand the world. Solve problems. Take in the Dhamma. Grateful to be an intelligent human being. Grateful for your shoulders, giving them some warmth, some care. Allowing them to enjoy not having anything to carry right now. Not even needing to tense up. Recognizing the space around your shoulders and allowing them to gently expand. Perhaps to gently roll back and slip down. Shoulder blades to slip down your back. Slightly. And moving down your arms, grateful that I think everyone here has two arms. Maybe you have some injury, but your arms are still functioning well. You're able to lift things, you're able to give people a hug. And your hands, all the incredible muscles in the hands. That enable you to write. To lift things, pick things up and put them down, feed yourself, shake hands, hold a person's hand when they're sad, or simply to express your love. Giving gratitude right down into each and every finger and fingertip. Saying thank you to your hands. Noticing any response that you feel in your body when you send gratitude in this way. Is there a softening, a tingling, a warmth? Maybe a feeling of relief that finally your body is being seen, appreciated, and respected. Moving down your chest, allowing this beautiful, caring mindfulness imbued with gratitude to soak through your chest. Like sunshine or ink in a glass of water, permeating each and every part of your chest and the organs inside, the lungs. Just noticing your lungs filling up with oxygen and releasing carbon dioxide back into the atmosphere to support the trees. How amazing it is to have this breath, this one breath of life right now. Whether it's coarse or smooth, you're breathing, you're alive. The heart, perhaps you can notice the area of the heart or even feel the very quiet beat of your own heart. Constantly pumping blood, oxygen around your body, keeping you alive. With barely a hiccup. If any at all. The liver, the pancreas, the intestines, tummy and intestines, all the organs, your womb if you're female. All the organs at the front of your body, right the way through. Grateful that things are working pretty well enough to give you this chance to practice the Dhamma. To live in relative comfort and ease. Moving down the back through the spinal cord, just constantly sending messages to and from your brain, your ribs, your kidneys, all the muscles, the flesh, bones, and of course the skin that encases all the organs binds the whole body together. Sending gratitude to your entire trunk, right down to the buttocks, reproductive organs. This incredible human body with the ability to create new life. And expressing gratitude through the way that you're aware to your thighs. Looking upon your thighs with kindness and respect. The strong muscles that enable you to stand, to sit, to bend. To walk. And your knees that are holding up. Many of us have had some injury or strain to our knees, but they're doing pretty well, I hope. Sending them gratitude for however well they're still functioning. Allowing your knees to feel respected and seen, appreciated. Down to your shins, your calves. Your ankles, all the way through the feet, the bridge of the foot, the soles, the toes, the whole lower leg from the knee to the toes, just soaking them through with gratitude, with loving awareness. Recognizing how essential each and every muscle, every joint, every ligament is in your lower legs, right down to your feet, which bear your weight. The enormous intelligence of your feet. To allow you to walk, to stand on your tiptoes, reaching up for something, and just allowing all your toes, each individual toe, to relax and rest for a while. Just getting a sense of this whole body. Grateful for the parts that are bearing your weight right now, allowing you to sit comfortably. And allowing you to go a little bit deeper into the mind. Recognizing some of the beautiful qualities that exist in your mind. Maybe they're not always obvious, but they pop up from time to time. Noticing right now if there's a sense of peace. And being grateful for however much peace is there in your mind. Really taking that in, inclining the mind to the quiet places. Parts of you which you are at peace with. Perhaps recollecting a couple of blessings that you have in your life. Perhaps you have a loving partner or a job that's meaningful to you. Perhaps you have a cat, a child. A good friend. Cozy house. The blessing of being open and interested in the Dhamma. Being able to cultivate the path. To some extent, and allowing yourself to rejoice, to feel joy, with all the blessings of your life. Wishing, may my peace and freedom increase. May I not be parted from my gains. May my happiness be stable and lasting. May I rejoice in my noble aims. You may have your own words to wish yourself increasing happiness, increasing success, prosperity, peace. Allow yourself to wish yourself well. May my peace and freedom increase. keeping the feelings embodied. Allowing the mind to stay with whatever feels pleasant, peaceful, easeful. May my peace and freedom increase. And if you wish to continue this way, please do so, or bring to mind someone you know who's in a good place in life, who's maybe quite happy, thriving in some way. Maybe grown up child who's getting on well in life. Maybe someone who's practicing the Dhamma, experiencing some success in their meditation. Or a friend who's just bought their first house, whatever it may be. See if you can connect to their happiness. And gently encourage the mind to rejoice with them. Picturing them feeling happy, being at ease. And gently offering them similar wishes. May your peace and freedom increase. May you not be parted from your gains. May your happiness be stable and lasting. May you rejoice in your noble aims. Maybe just settling with one or two wishes that feel resonant for you towards this person, and sending them these thoughts of loving kindness mixed with rejoicing joy, mudita. Actually seeing their happiness increase before your eyes. and delighting with them, feeling how that is for you in your heart, to rejoice, to share their joy. Keeping his feelings of joy embodied, allowing any vision or image of this dear person to slowly fade, and just letting the feeling of well-wishing start spreading to everyone here. Recognizing that everyone here has some blessing in their life, something that's going well. There's a lot of goodness in each and everyone here. Qualities like kindness, generosity, integrity, virtue, courage, patience, may our peace and freedom keep increasing. May we not be parted from our gains, physical, material, spiritual. May our happiness, true happiness, be stable and lasting. May we rejoice in our noble aims, whether through our work or our practice, our service in the Dhamma or in our daily lives, our good intentions, our noble aims. May we recognize and rejoice in those, and in this way, allow them to grow. Allow our minds to be guided by harmlessness, by loving kindness, compassion, and altruistic joy. Finally, recognizing that throughout the world there are people who have many blessings, even in the most difficult times of their lives. And allowing yourself to rejoice with whatever happiness is there in the world, for human beings, for animals and insects, birds. May all beings continue to be happy. May whatever gains they have increase. May we rejoice with all the noble aims and intentions of beings throughout the world, recognizing the goodness in humanity, even in the animal world. Animals, birds, insects all take care of their babies. Busily finding something for them to eat, creating shelters, fearing from harm. Just connecting with all the goodness, unfathomable goodness in this world. May it increase. May our peace and freedom increase. May we not be parted from our gains. May our happiness be stable and lasting. May we rejoice in our noble aims. May my peace and freedom increase. May I not be parted from my aims, gains. May my happiness be stable and lasting. May I rejoice in my noble aim. May your peace and freedom increase. May you not be parted from your gains. May your happiness be stable and lasting. May rejoice in your noble aims. So that's my little song instead of a blessing. It is a blessing in a song. So when you're ready, noticing how you feel and keeping any happiness, lightness, joy inside, embodied, protected. You can gently open your eyes. And we can make three big sadhus, which is another way of rejoicing. Yay! Sadhu. 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 Excellent. So I hope that you enjoyed today's slightly different meta session on rejoicing joy, and it would be great to get some feedback from everyone here. If you wish to just write a word in the chat, you can, or if you have any comment or question or just like to share your experience, please raise your hand. We have 6 minutes or something. You like the song? Yeah, good. I like to make up little Dhamma tunes sometimes. So. Yeah. I also put it to a kind of, I forget, I don't know, Robert Plant sang it. It's a cover, but anyway, I like it. Morning Dew, I put it to that as well, but I don't want people to know that I'm plagiarizing other people's songs, so I made my own. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. You have a lovely voice. Thank you. Thank you very much. So feel good to feel the goodness in the world these days. Yeah, there is tons, actually. I mean, just the very fact that we're not kind of constantly at war is kind of a miracle, because it only takes one or two people, especially in leadership roles, to create a lot of havoc. And it is the minority. And the rest of society still operates really, really well. Like, just look on the streets, go out into the town. People are serving in the supermarkets, in the hospitals, in the schools. People are doing this, despite it being hard, despite all the kind of other influences that would try to make us think that people are bad. Actually, people are doing their best in sometimes very challenging situations. So yeah, it's nice to wish others well. And I don't know if anybody noticed that it's very different from feeling envious or jealous. It feels, to me, it felt very noble to kind of connect with someone's goodness and wish that it increases and continues. It felt very uplifting. It's a kind of magnanimous thing to do, to wish. Yeah, so uplifting, beautiful, peaceful, feeling grateful. Came here feeling low. You uplifted me. Not me, not me, but thank you. But it's you and your practice. And, you know, yes, I'm holding the space, so that's great. It's a privilege, but it's your practice. I'm beyond grateful in that heavenly voice and gorgeous song. Thank you for the meditation. It was great and much needed. Nice song. Yeah, we should all sing that song together someday. Feeling lots of joy. Thank you for a beautiful meditation. May we have a compassion meditation one of these Saturdays. Yes, sure. It was good to appreciate the bodies. I started the meeting feeling worried and anxious about my back injury. Excellent. Ooh, what else? Feeling touched and a lot of warmth. Love the song. Made a lot of sense. Good to look at the positive side. Thank you for the uplifting meditation. such a good antidote to feelings of jealousy and negativity. Feel lots of gratitude. I feel that all your messages are actually messages of mudita. So it's lovely because the more I read them, the more I realize it's worked. And I feel very happy for you that you have experienced benefits in such a short period of time. Thank you so much for an uplifting meditation. Oh, yeah, an antidote to feelings of jealousy and negativity. I think I said that already. But that's important, isn't it? It is an antidote. Mudita is an antidote to jealousy, negativity, and also miserliness. Because sometimes we can be a bit kind of not sure I want that person to have such a nice thing or such a good meditation because they've not been practicing as long as me. Right? We can be a little bit like, yeah. Or in the way we perceive people, yeah, they're kind of a good person, but they have this really annoying quirk. Or, you know, they get kind of stressed or whatever. And we do the bot and we kind of obscure the goodness. So instead of that, yeah, really lingering on the goodness. And it does take longer to linger on the goodness and for it to sink in than it does to linger on the negative. In fact, you don't have to linger on the negative. You only have to think of one negative thing and it kind of immediately resonates with the limbic system, actually, the kind of fight flight, because we're primed to survive. So we're primed to look for the difficult stuff. And it takes a bit of practice to practice looking for the good. So mudita is said to be one of the hardest Brahma Viharas to develop. It's why it's a third. It's harder to stay with the good. So well done. If you're feeling already the antidote, that's like bodhicitta practice in Tibetan Buddhism. Excellent. So maybe they do a lot of mudita, what we would call mudita. Yeah. I mean, I guess to be in, because in Theravada, I mean, look at monastics like Anajahn Brahm. I mean, even myself, to the degree I can, we serve a lot. It's definitely not selfish. It's definitely about others. And honestly, you wouldn't be able to do this if you didn't want people to be happy. And if you hadn't got the capacity to rejoice in people's success, I mean, you'd be a pretty crap teacher, right? Oh, you know, I taught you, damn, you did well in that meditation. Ah, I might not teach you again. That wouldn't work, would it? You really want people to come out of their suffering and you want to for them to experience joy. But sometimes, again, we do need to learn to linger with the joy that people, other people have and that we have as well, and not always be looking for the next thing to fix. Yeah, now linger with what's been done. It's great to wish somebody not only to maintain, but increase their joy and well-being. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, thanks for noticing that subtle difference and addition to their happiness. Yeah, it was easy to connect with the energy of you increasing the monastic community. Yay, brilliant. So you were feeling joy for the fact that we're developing, giving conditions for more monastics to, what do you say, be born? More monastics to, Ajahn Brahm says we produce more, like a factory. But that sounds really strange because they're people. But yeah, increasing the monastic community because, you know, the longer we practice and the more renunciation we're able to do, I don't know, it's more like we let go, isn't it? The more we're able to renounce, the better teachings are going to be able to spread. So more monastics means more teachers eventually, and definitely less harm, more harmlessness in the world. Yeah. Grateful for the guidance given by all the Sangha I encountered in my life. Fantastic. And everyone here is so blessed. I mean, I know that life's not easy. We all struggle in our own ways. Many of us have health conditions. Many of us are getting older, have chronic sicknesses. You know, we're all going to die. We are. But wow, if you could die now, I mean, don't die now, but you'd be dying with the thought of a lot of blessings in your life. You know, so keep on bringing that up because that's the kind of mind state we want when we're near the end of our lives. All right. I think messages have been posted. The one thing that I had forgotten to say yesterday about donations is that just to let you know about our current projects. So our current projects are Kuti building so that we have some more solitude for the monastics and eventually also I hope in the not too distant future, it's becoming obvious to me just in the last couple of days that we really do need a space for the monastics so that we can have meetings together. Otherwise, when we have like shorter term guests and the three sort of long termers need to say, oh, come on, let's go out on our own, you know, let's not make anyone notice because we don't want them to feel excluded, but we need to have a chat about the general running of things. It's kind of important that we have a separate space. So I think we'll probably need another sort of outdoor office type thing for that, so that we can, kind of look at the bigger picture of what it takes to run a place like this and give opportunities to other people like yourselves to come along and stay for shorter or longer periods of time. And also other people who may have that inclination, aspiration to ordain. So, yeah, and you're all welcome. I know there's a few. Kylie, you've been here before a couple of times and you're local, so you're always welcome to come for the actual Metta in person or the Friday evening sitter discussion. We only have usually one or two locals, but it's nice if that starts to happen too. And you're also very welcome to stay home, because I know that the traffic and the hassle of getting outside and, you know, sometimes you want to be at home, but I'm just making that invitation so you know it's there. All right. So I think we'll unmute you now and you can wave goodbye. And nice to hear your voice. Do you want to say bye?